It's time for this week's We Care About You update here on K-Country 95. We're talking today with folks from Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. We're talking about COVID-19 in their hospital, among other things, and now flu season is back around. We're going to talk some more about those subjects here in just a moment. We are talking with Brittany Simers, Public Relations and Media Specialist at Ozarks Healthcare. Brittany, can you update us on the latest numbers of COVID-19 at the hospital?
So as of today, September 24th, we have 16 COVID-19 positive patients hospitalized at Ozarks Healthcare. This number has seemed to remain right around this point over the past few weeks, which is encouraging that we're not seeing an increase, but the numbers are still definitely not where we want them to be. Today, our patients do range in age from 41 to 85.
And I also know there's a little confusion with the COVID-19 booster shot, and how are you guys handling that right now?
So this week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, did authorize the Pfizer vaccine booster doses for certain populations, including those 65 and older, those with compromised immune systems, and those between 18 and 64 years old who risk severe institutional or occupational exposure to COVID-19. However, the Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy cannot administer those booster doses for those specific populations until we have further guidance from the CDC and as well as our health authorities on a state level. We are expecting those changes, those guidelines from our authorities to come very soon. In fact, today we are receiving updated guidance minute by minute. We're just waiting for further instruction before we can give booster doses to those groups. So right now we are still offering the COVID-19 vaccine through our pharmacy, you know, first and second doses, all three vaccines. And then for the Pfizer vaccine, we can give the booster dose only to those who are considered moderately to severely immunocompromised. And if you have questions, if you fall into that category or not, please call our pharmacy at 417-256-1793, and our pharmacist can visit with you to see if you may have a condition that qualifies you for a booster vaccine right now.
And also, I know the message right now is to get vaccinated, number one, for COVID-19, but with flu season coming up, people need to go get their vaccine now, right?
We are really encouraging our community to get their flu vaccine right now. September and October is always the recommended time frame for people to receive their annual flu vaccine. And actually, we're making it easier for our community to receive their flu vaccine, especially for local businesses and schools. If businesses or schools have at least 10 individuals who are wanting to get their flu vaccine, our pharmacy can actually travel to your location to vaccinate employees or students and teachers. So if you have questions about that or are interested in booking the pharmacy to come to you, you can call 417-256-1793 to inquire about scheduling that. And then also we have flu vaccines available through our pharmacy on a regular basis, so you can visit them during their business hours or call if you have questions about the flu vaccine.
And finally, Brittany, if someone is interested in donating to Ozarks Healthcare for the staff or the foundation, how do they need to go about doing that?
Yes. If anyone would like to donate items or resources to brighten the days of our staff or patients, please contact the Ozarks Healthcare Foundation at 417-853-5200.
Again, that was Brittany Simers, Public Relations and Media Specialist at Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. You can hear our update every Thursday with Ozarks Healthcare here on K-Country 95.